Saido, I've got this question for you. It's about the awareness, looking with awareness and noting while meditating and doing walking meditation. Should I rather more try to just be aware of things as they come, because that's the harder version for me, than just note the things as they come?
Oh, so you can choose any obvious object. Yeah. For example, the movement or touching, you can start with this obvious object. You can start with some object, obvious object, right? Then continue the way, and slowly the mind calm down, then the mind become more receive more object. You can start, even you can know about your walking also can. Important is the mind is knowing continuously. Mm-hmm. And if your mind become continuously knowing, awareing, then the mind settled down, then naturally you can receive more object, right? So you can any object you can use.
Yes, but the question is, should I stick labels to the phenomena as they come?
Labeling is why you said the touching, like this.
Like touching. See,
that's feel. I think not necessary. You can feel the direct object is okay. You cannot feel that you're touching or movement. You cannot know.
Well, it's easier. It's easier for me to get this sequence.
Or if you're labeling, the mind become more aware. Yeah. Okay. So you are a beginner, it's okay. You can use. If your mind become knowing, and later you cannot use continuously this labeling, because later is not convenient. Because of mind more faster, then no need to be labeling. Because of labeling and then the mind aware the labeling also, the mind aware some object also, more complicated. It's okay. Right? For example, do you hear the sound?
Yeah.
No? Do you hear the sound?
Yes.
If you're labeling, it's already late. Right.
Yeah, that's why the question.
Right.
Because with awareness, I can see more things, but it's easier to get lost.
I don't want
them to
be. If you are more aware of that your labeling is okay, but this not make a habit. Mm-hmm. Right. For a beginner, it's okay, but actually, this is not necessary. You know the object is direct. Know the object is finished. So then you can feel the more object. Maybe two sound, you can hear the two sound already. If you're one or labeling the one object, then you cannot hear another sound. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Anybody? Yes?
Thank you. Is it on? My question is, it's easier for me just to notice thinking when I don't have to think about something, but when I have to make some decision and put some effort into thinking and do something, achieve something with the thinking, it's easy for me to get lost in it and lose the awareness. So is there something, other way to use?
Because the mind thinking is important. You need to decide, right? That time you are aware, you cannot aware your thoughts. You become lost in thought, right?
Yeah.
So because you think this is so excited or important, the mind so important, the mind is very focused to your thoughts. So you need to know about this. You need to aware of your feeling also. When you are thinking, how do you feel? So excited, then you're lost in thought. Right? So this you need to make habit to be aware all the time, many times about the thinking. Every time thinking arising, you need to know about thinking is object. So you need to practice many times. But sometimes you need to decide some thinking. So then you're aware, you're understanding that thinking is object, then you're not involved with the thinking. If you're not habit, the mind is not understanding the thinking is become object, so easy to you involve. Because you are pay attention to the concept, totally pay attention to the concept, then the mind is involved. So you need to be more skillful to think, aware of the thinking many times. So then mind more understanding thinking is become object, then you are not lost in thought. Right? Yeah. So you need to practice. Every time you're thinking, you need to recognize, oh, there is thinking, there is thinking. Okay? Because at that time, the story is important. You need to decide. So you put more focus to the storyline, then you lost. Easy to lose, right? So sometimes you can aware of the thinking and feeling together better. Sometimes you try to decide, you need to thinking, you aware of your thinking. Same time, you can aware of your feeling also. Feeling is more obvious. Thinking is because of concept. If you too much, you aware of the concept, then you lost. Right? So every time you're thinking, how do you feel? You try to aware feeling and thinking together. Right? Yeah. You can ask if you have some topic talking, some like this. You want to ask something to this related to this topic also. Can anybody? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I have a different topic.
Yeah. Right.
I guess. No, maybe similar.
Okay.
I was practicing according to your instruction for last 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Last retreat, and I see a difference between my practice during sitting, like quality difference, and the practice which I call rest of practice. And the rest of practice goes, I think.
Rest of practice means is other activity
walking,
of walking, daily activity, right?
Yeah. Everything. Mm. When I'm not sitting.
Yeah.
And it goes rather well, the rest, because I think that it's because when I'm walking, when I'm doing something, the objects are clear. I see something, I can have a reaction like, oh, I like it, I don't like it. Mm. And I more and more catch up what's going on. I have that feeling that's rather good, but with sitting meditation, it works a bit different.
Mm.
Because usually I start with watching a breath, and later sometimes it goes like later I can have more objects, subtle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feeling here, some sound there, and they become like an assembly all together. But sometimes it's I focus on breath, and it's not like an intention to focus or do something like absorption or whatever, but it's more like it's my main object at the moment, breath. I don't have much thoughts or much feelings, so somehow breath is the only object I work with. And eventually the breath becomes very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up doing meditation almost with no object. And I don't know what's going on then. And I'm not sleepy or dizzy,
right.
I feel.
Right. Understand. So object is, no object is impossible. Yeah. Actually, there's some object because of depend on your awareness quality.
Mm-hmm.
Your awareness is beginning, you can receive the most obvious object easier.
Yeah.
And slowly the mind calms down, then the mind more aware of the subtle object.
Mm-hmm.
That time the mind have no strength enough, he cannot catch the subtle object. And also, the mind nature is, if your mind calms down, the mind is sometimes they move, switched on itself. Sometimes the mind knows itself. Then the mind cannot know the physical object. Sometimes the mind naturally he move like he know himself because the mind calm down.
To insight,
come inside and aware of the mind itself. But you don't know this is a mind. You don't understand what object. Then you said
it's very difficult to
what
was happening.
So if you don't have understanding what is an object, then the mind said no object. For example, sometimes the mind is quiet, no thinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind peaceful, calm. This also object. So that's why you need to know about the meaning of object. Object means is something known by the mind. Being known, no? Being known is object. So now you realize the sound is object, very obvious.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know the mind, the sound is quiet.
Like silence as
right,
object.
Right, silence. This you can know, right? Being known. Oh, silent, you know, this the mind can know this. This is object. Understand? Pain, very obvious. But sometimes no pain. Do you know or not? Can you know or not? No pain.
Maybe I wouldn't start to think, oh, no pain. Or
no pain is, people said no object. Yeah. People think it's no object. So that's why I said explain the meaning of object is something known by the mind.
So even if the...
So sometimes the mind is quiet, calm, tranquil, peaceful is the most subtle. It's a mental state. Sometimes the mind aware of the peaceful or quietness, calm, but the mind, your understanding is not enough, your knowledge is not enough. He said this is a subtle object and you think this is no object.
So basically, I stay with the subtle object and try to learn from it how my
it's normal. So if the subtle object, you need to recognize this is a subtle object.
Thank you.
Sometimes people, they want to be not satisfied the subtle object. They want to be craving come to the one who know them more obviously. At that time, more difficult. That time, you need to check. You want to be get the strong object or obvious object. So you need to check your mind. The mind is okay, no wanting anymore to go through the subtle object. Right?
Okay.
So this is an important thing is that you need to know about what is the object, what is the knowing. Yeah. Sometimes, object is a being known, the mind is knowing. Do you have this two experience?
Like
sometimes you can get that this object is object and the mind is separate. Do you have experience?
Yeah, right. If it's outside, it's very clear often because the difference
because
is more
obvious,
clear.
Obvious object. Strong object.
And
when the mind sitting time, when you're sitting time, sometimes the mind is settled down. So there is no very strong object. That's why then sometimes the subtle object, at that time you're not very scared to catch the subtle object. So you need to go through the subtle object also many times to be more practice about the subtle object.
Okay, but I just wanted to know that basically it's okay that there is such stage of practice with such objects during sitting. It doesn't mean I do something wrong during sitting meditation.
Oh, not do something. Sometimes
normal
you
stuff.
Don't know what is the object. That's a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
This is a nature. The mind calm down, and slowly the mind is more know the subtle object. At that time, you need to more awake, alert. Right? Yeah.
In that, when it's very calm, it's important to remain very alert.
Yeah.
No, otherwise.
Right. That time better is that sometimes you need to ask, are you awake or are you sleepy? That time is very often, that time is obviously you are very awake. The mind is very strong. Awareness is a little bit strong. That's why you feel, you can know this is not sleepy. That time is not sleepy. Because of the mind, awareness is better, that's why the mind calms down.
But maybe
so you need to ask, you are the mind is aware or sleepy? So that time awareness is more obvious than object. Sometimes you need to recognize awareness continuously. If awareness is continuously, then the subtle object become more obvious. Because of, depend on your awareness quality, you can receive the object.
Because I felt that it was very calm and so calm that I was like suddenly...
Yeah, this is a nature.
Sleep coming.
Because the mind calm down, the calmness is object. You're not understanding calmness object. You feel the object, you feel the calmness, then effort is weak. A lot of people is calm and peaceful, they try to enjoy it. Naturally, the lover, the craving is like this object. Then the effort slowly, weaker, then you lost. Most of the yogi like this. When the mind calms down, be careful. Calmness is object. If you that time you understand calmness is object, the awareness is knowing is the mind, knowing you can see these two things, you cannot sleepy. If you're not clearly understanding there, and slowly the mind indulging, and the joy, enjoy that this peaceful and efforts weaker and lost. Right? That time you're asking, what is the object? What is the mind? Just thinking about reminding, then the mind become more awake. Right? Yeah. And also sometimes you have a subtle object, an obvious object, you can receive some several object. Try to aware of more subtle object. Make the mind more strong enough, right? People is a subtle object and gross object, they always choose the gross object.
Easier,
right.
I understand as the key point of your teaching, to be able to see everything as just object, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant,
yes,
whether what one wants or doesn't want.
Right.
But I have a problem with this idea of object, because as soon as one sees something as an object, you make it a thing. Right.
Yeah. Become concept. You're thinking about the you recognize that some object, immediately the mind creates the concept.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
It stops to be a process.
Yes.
And I understand the whole mindfulness practice is a practice of becoming familiar with the processes of body and mind. The constant.
We are trying to interest the nature process, natural process. Now the nature of the mind, everybody is the contact with the object. Then immediately the mind create the concept.
Right.
After this concept, the mind is knowing this concept and believing this concept. This ordinary people mind state is like this. Now the meditator knows that what is a concept, what is a nature. Then you can choose more aware of the nature process.
Yeah, but you use so much the word object.
Yes.
You don't talk much about process. You talk a lot about object, so it invites one to see things as things as objects.
Right. Yes,
right.
So, but the same, you can see a process or the water object. But I want to I want to see object. You need to understand what is the object. That's why I explain the object is something known by the mind. Being known, that is the meaning for object. That is you should be understand. If you don't understand like this, the mind easy to pay attention to the storyline. So, for example, the thinking arising. Everybody know the thinking, but concept, storyline.
Mm.
Then that's why people, they are not very skillful how to watch the thought. They easy to involve to the thoughts. So nature is, you can know this happening. Thinking mind happening.
Mm.
When you recognize awareness, sometimes you lost in thought. So when I come back, then you recognize that's the thinking. This is something happening, right? That is the nature. But beginner, they don't understand. So you must have a lot of experience. Many times you're aware of the thought, aware of the thought, to come back to your body sensation, and aware, sometimes you recognize the thought and come back to your body sensation. Many times you practice like this, slowly the mind understanding, the thinking is become object. The mind object, right? Physical object is a very obviously, you know, physical object is very obvious. But mind object is nowhere.
Well, thoughts are extremely quick. I mean, it's sometimes much easier to be
you
with
know
the feelings
this quick,
accompanying
quick
the thoughts.
Happening is, that's enough. That's enough. Quick, the mind thinking fast, happening very fast. First, you notice, that's enough. So thinking is being known, right? There's something knowing is there. So that's why you need to be understanding that's happening. That's enough.
Okay, one more point. Mm. The whole issue of arising and passing or impermanence, which is key in
this
Buddhism.
This is not important now.
What's your?
That's not important now. Oh, that's a problem. If you want to see, it's a problem. So every time you notice what is happening, that's enough. This is the understand level. Experience and understanding are different. Your awareness better and better, he can see the experience naturally, come and go. Right? But if you want to see that the motivation is a craving, when you see the rising and passing away, you cannot understand impermanence. You are very happy. Because you want to see. Because a craving is present, wisdom cannot come in. If you can see this experience, you cannot understand because motivation is very important because you want to see. So wisdom not coming. You cannot understand impermanent. I can see, then you can't be. I can see, become, you want to see, then mind happy. So every time you, very simple, and you notice it's happening, different way, different, with many way. Some people, they can see changing. Some people, they can experience new experience, new object, new experience. Can understand anyway. Not only you can see rising and passing away, no. So you not should be target to the what you should to see. Just simple experience to recognize that what is happening. If your mind is become understanding enough, he can decide understand impermanent arise itself. This is a you cannot choice. You need to practice, grow up your awareness quality and samadhi and awakening. That's enough. Right? Some people say he can see the rising, passing away, rising, passing away. The mind is not different. One time she recognized the changing, totally gone. That time she shocked. She can't understand this is impermanent. That's why she not decide the mind itself. Wisdom arising, he decide himself. That is the understanding arising. If you want to see or want to understand, is it motivation, is craving, real understanding not coming.
What do you recommend as a grounding object, as a main object? Because to try to be with just all experiences as they come is a bit much. Yeah. So usually in all beginning types of vipassana, there is a grounding practice and a main object.
You can use the grounding object or focal point, main object, to grow your awareness, right? And slowly, slowly, you can receive more object. And also, you can understand the object in the mind separately. That time you can use your awareness or knowing mind. The mind is knowing, right? That time you can let go about object. No need to aware of the object. All object can't do the mind. You just aware the mind, you know everything. Same time you can aware many objects. The object is a come to the mind because of the mind, knowing mind and five sense door is a related already relationship have already. So if you can know the awareness, that time we call the object is many objects come to the mind, then you feel your object is your mind open. You can see the five senses at the same time. We not try to follow the many objects like this.
None.
No.
Neither here nor here.
No, no. We not try to follow the many objects. We just try to aware of the object in the mind and slowly grow your awareness, and we try to aware of the awareness or knowing mind. Right? Then you can know that you're knowing mind, then you need to let go about it. You don't need to follow the object. So all objects come to the mind. Like an office. You stay in the office, but you know everything. If you walk out is like this. Walk out is he go many way. Many of the he go to this, he go to that, but you only get the one object. And also very busy. Right? This is beginner is like this. We try to aware this object, that object. But slowly your awareness become calm and better, you can receive the awareness. Just recognize the awareness. That's enough. Then your sense door is open. So I said your sense of door is open means we try to aware, we are not trying to aware any sense door. But because of connection have, the mind and five sense door is connection have. So we need to know our mind. Our mind is aware, our mind is knowing, that's enough.
But with this approach, it's quite difficult to build up concentration, isn't it? And in the Buddhist path, you always need concentration as a basis.
That means it's a concentration. What do you mean concentration? Concentration is only one object, right? Right? So we search concentration, and we try to explain about this. Samadhi is not concentration. Samadhi is a stability of mind. If your mind is calm and calm down, you have a samadhi already. Concentration is that you only get the one object. You don't know any object. Then that's people know this concentration is good. This is for not vipassana. This is for samatha practice, concentration practice. For vipassana practice is we need to know the several objects because we need to understand. The samatha practice might work the mind concentrate only. His target is to concentrate. He want to know what he want. Other object he neglect. He don't want to know. That's why people is close the eye, open the eye, close the eye, is close the. He only get what he want. But vipassana is not this way. Vipassana want to understand. He need to be see the overview. Then you can see the whole picture. Then if you can see the complete picture, then understanding can arise. So vipassana practice is related to the several objects. So you need to be open. Must be have overview. You must have your view. It must be wide, not narrow. If you
what exactly is the stability of mind? It is the ability to
stability of mind.
What exactly is it?
This is a samadhi. It is a samadhi. Samadhi means it's a calm down. Because we get the stability of mind because of right attitude or right view. Mm-hmm. We have a right thinking, the mind is calm down. If you have a wrong thinking, the mind becomes agitated. Right? That's why I said right view is very important. Vipassana is a right view is more important. So that's why we need to think as a nature. Everything is object. Now you see, you understanding everything object, the mind is not attached or not resist. Then the mind already calm. Not liking or not disliking, the mind is balanced. That being is samadhi enough. Vipassana have this kind of samadhi. No need to concentration too high. Okay? Yeah, all right.
Just in connection with the discussion on object and the mind, when one becomes aware of defilements like, say, restlessness, mm-hmm. and then obviously the mind is very agitated, it's very difficult to you become aware, you flit around from object to object.
Right.
So what is the best attitude to have at that point?
That's why I said any experience is nature. So you must have this understanding. Nature, meaning of nature. You must have this understanding. Nature means no personal. That is impersonal. So if you watch your mental state, it's very important this idea. This is a nature, this is impersonal. If you're judging this mind is me, my mind is agitated, because of this idea of self, and you watch your mental state, worse and worse. Because of wrong view, become worse.
More agitated.
Because you have a wrong view, the mind more exaggerated emotion. That's why you must have a right view first. Agitation is agitation. So what?
Right.
Yeah, agitation is nature. Everybody have.
So you observe it as an object.
Yes, right. And also you need to know, you need to understand this is nature, this impersonal.
Yes.
I want to know this nature, so the mind become more interest. Mm. Otherwise, you judging the mind is, my mind is agitated, the mind resistant come.
Yes.
Then you, if you resistant come, the mind not accept, you cannot learn. Right? If you have a right view and watch the agitation must be changed very fast. But if you have wrong view and you watch your agitation, it's more increase very fast. That's why people, they watch, they're angry, you feel more angry. Right? Because of wrong view. If you have a right view, the angry immediately come down.
Right.
Right? So what attitude, what point of view, and you look at this object. This is very important. You're aware, it's very easy to aware. But background, what idea, and you watch this object. Idea must be right. If idea is wrong, then problem is increased. Physical object is no problem. But mental is a problem. You want to watch your mind. Is everybody don't like suffering.
No.
You know this is a suffering, immediate the mind resists. So angry, the angry coming. Square. So the mind, more agitation come. So if you watch your suffering mind, very important to think about nature. If you understanding is enough, but thinking me is, we try to change, this is because of your second-hand knowledge. This is a knowledge other people thinking. See, you try to use this knowledge. But better is you must understand it, this meaning. Then it's become right view first, then awareness later. Then your awareness become right awareness. Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because of the mind very fast. If you notice or judging that it's no good, immediately the mind resists.
Yes.
Then this resistance and you're aware the mind is not, this is not meditation mind. But you're aware, but the resistant and aware, this is not learning. Then more increase the aversion. Right?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, thank you.
What is the difference between the suffering mind and this kind of entity which is knowing about the suffering mind?
Oh, different mind. Because suffering mind become object. Knowing mind is meditating mind, the knowing, right? Knowing, awareness. Awareness also mind state. Experience also mind state.
But they both part of my mind or part of...
Yeah, both are mind. Mm-hmm. The mind nature is many mind. Same time, many mind is happening.
But can you say the one, the suffering mind, is a kind of personal mind and this kind of observing
every
mind?
Every mind is not personal mind. Every mind you need to think about nature. The mind is nature.
I physical don't understand
process
that.
Also, sensation also nature. For example, heat, right? Heat is human being?
No.
Okay, what is heat?
What heat is physical, heat? It's a physical physical state.
Yeah, heat is just heat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Heat is nature, right?
Yeah.
The same, meaning the same. Mental state also we need to understand this way. Right?
No, heat. I didn't understand it. Sorry.
Mental state, you now you understanding heat is nature, right?
Yeah.
So we need to think about this way to think about the mental state also. Suffering mind is suffering mind, present, unpleasant is unpleasant, that's all. We're not judging, this is a personal.
So it's not kind of part of, so this kind of different personal, yeah,
so no,
this kind of different feelings, I wouldn't say personal feelings, are kind of not belong to you or to me?
Yes.
They don't belong to me?
Right. We we should not think about this as idea of self.
Uh-huh.
If you think about self, then defilements can come. Yeah. It is a wrong view. The mind is mind. For example, the angry, right? Chinese angry and American angry. Which angry is strong?
I would say...
More bigger. Germany angry and Czech angry. Which angry is more bigger?
The German.
Angry is just angry. Everybody, yeah. This nature is already there.
I was kidding.
Craving also the same. So mental state is actually is a nature. But we are believing. This is me. This idea of self is very strong. This is what we call wrong view. So we need to change our view before we learning. So mind is just a mind. Mind is nature. If you are not understanding, this is not personal also. We're not thinking about this, no me, no I. Just think as a nature. Right?
Yeah.
Nature means is the they have some conditioning and arising. This is a nature. Cause and effect process. Cause and effect process is nature. Right? So for example, you're angry, your mind. You think this you're angry. When you're angry, you said, I am angry. Right? Angry is actually a conditioning. Not all the time in your mind the angry is present.
No.
Right?
No.
Sometime, some situation, the angry arising. That means conditioning. Right?
It's hard to digest.
Yeah, right. Hard to digest, right. That's why we need to watch our mind. Natural process. If you have it, they are happening, you back up. Back up means step back and see the process. What's going on? Many times you're aware like this, slowly the mind can... Some understanding can arise. That's why we are watching. Why are we aware? We want to learn something from the experience.
So if you say, Sayadaw, there's no difference between German or Czech anger.
Yeah.
Can we say we all share the same mind?
The same quality.
The same quality.
Yes. You can say the same quality or the same nature.
Okay.
Angry is angry, craving. That's why you are become understanding about this nature of craving, nature of aversion. Then everybody craving nature, or aversion nature, you can understand. You can read other people's mind. Right? Because of nature is the same.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's enough to digest for today.
Yes, you need a lot of practice.
Thank you.
Wow, talking is not easy. What? A little bit. Because my tongue is dry. Because of English. So?
What he was saying, what you were talking about, the conditioned mind, cause and effect.
Yeah, right.
So the more we are able to be aware of the mind,
yes,
the less we will be conditioned by things that will cause an effect.
Yes, right. Then you can understand the cause and effect process happening. People said it's a no me, no I, right? If you understand there's no personal, no me, no I, there's another idea.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, if you can say there's a no me, no I, this process is what?
This process?
Yeah, what? What is this?
A process.
Yeah, process become understanding this is nature. There inside that there's no, yeah, you can understand this is cause and effect process.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. What it is, you can understand what it is.
It doesn't.
Otherwise, you don't understand this way, you are believing this is personal.
It is me, I take my
yes,
anger.
Yes, right.
Or
this is
cause,
me, this is I.
Yeah. For my anger.
So people, they have wrong view, wrong understanding, just thinking is me. I'm thinking. My thoughts, they're talking like this. If you know also, I know. Right? I feel. The people already, the feeling, he believe in the feeling is me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's used I. What used the word I. I feel, I know.
Mm.
My memory, I remember. This is a mental quality. Memory is memory. Thinking is thinking, feeling is feeling. This is the nature of the mental process. But we have wrong view. Delusion is think and believing this is me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's too much feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So depression also. You depressed, then mindset, I'm depressed, then more depressed.
Mm.
If you understand depression is object, depression is just some of mental state. So very, very different. Because of your understanding, depression cannot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But if you judge depression is me, you are more depressed. That's why depression people, they know their mind very well. They know their mind very well. But problem is disidentified. I'm depressed. So because of this thought, he's more depressed. Longer and longer, his depression more stronger and stronger. Because of believing I in depressed. Right? I'm angry, angry is bigger. I want, you said, one thing is become bigger. One thing is one thing. One thing is some kind of nature of the process, mental process. If you understand like this, one thing is weak. Because understanding defilement is, quality is become weaker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a understanding, opposite is deluded. Wrong view. You don't have a right view, then wrong view is come, then wrong view support to the this defilement becomes stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why right view is very important. You must clear, you not understand very well, but you must at intellectual level, you need to clean up your this idea of self. Intellectual to make it intellectually, you need to you need intellectual understanding and you practice. That is nature. We want to understand this nature. That's why we are aware. We are mindful, you're watching continuously because of we want to understand this nature.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're thinking many times come, again and again, you watch one time, two times, three times, then you understand, oh, this thinking is nonsense. Or no beneficial. This thinking is bad. This thing is not right. We want this understand. We not want to be the thinking disappear.
Mm-hmm.
We want to understand. That's why we are watching the thoughts. What thoughts? What kind of thoughts? You know something, you can understand something about this process. So many ways to understand. So beginning, you need to watch it with objectively. You need to learn how to practice with objectively watch. Right? Objectively.
Objective.
It's just object. Then without not thinking about this me,
mm-hmm.
then how to watch, you learn first how to watch like this. Then you can understand, deeper understanding can arise. If you cannot understand this personally or this objectively, understanding cannot come.
And objective.
Because always the mind becomes involved, liking or disliking, always have. You see, every time we see something, we hear something, the mind immediately liking and disliking. This two is already gone, like this, non-stop. Even the whole life, even you die, liking and disliking never stop. Mm-hmm. Because not understanding. When you have understanding, then middle way is coming. This middle way is very important. This is the Buddha. I found out that this discovery, the middle way, this is because of wisdom, see the process. There's no me, no I. That's why no liking or no disliking. The mind is balanced. The object is there. No good, no bad, just object is object, right? Mm-hmm. For example, the sound. What do you think? The sound, noise, and silence, which one's better? If you
they're
judge,
sound,
if you have an idea, silence is better, every time you notice the sound is arising, then you're angry. Mm-hmm. Right? Every retreat, you see, very quiet, very silent. If you make somebody noise, everybody eyes like this. Mm. Because they have idea, is a silence is better. Noise is not good. But actually, is noise also object, silence also object. Right? And also, this is idea. You have a right idea. Thinking is, meditate. I mean, when you meditate, must be thinking less. This better. If you concentrate, thinking must be less. But when you're mindful, you're aware of your mind, that a lot of thinking. Then you're upset. Mm. Because idea, wrong idea. So thinking also, thinking, many thinking also, you can know. Less thinking also, you can experience. As object. So object means is that object is no good, no bad. As it is. You can think as it is. If you, for example, the pain also. If you pain, this is no good. No pain is?
Good.
That's why people cannot sit. If pain comes, immediately angry comes. Because of the mind have idea, the pain is always this negative idea. So this idea is already there. So if you have a right understanding, this is object, pain also object, no pain also object, you can understand the meaning of object, a pain coming also not unhappy, the no pain also you're not happy. Because you understand it just the object. The mind is no agitation too much. If you have a delusion, the mind is always judging this good or this bad. Nature is not good, not bad. Right? Nature is nature. They do their job. Mm. Right? Now, weather is good. Sunshine. You said, you think this is good. But actually, nature is happening itself. If it's raining, it's good or not?
I like rain.
It is no, your idea. Good, many yes. People don't like rain.
Yes, exactly.
Just idea. But nature is good or bad?
Nature is just nature.
Just happening itself. Right? This is no good, no bad. Even the storm is coming, this is good or bad? Storm is storm. This is this nature happening is happening. Mm. Our judging is our idea.
It's personal.
Right, right. Mm. So if you have right idea, the mind is calm, accept, no agitate. If you have wrong view and watch the nature, become agitation calm. Liking, disliking, worry, anxiety, oh, come. Right? That's why the right understanding arising, then you are the middle way. Go to the middle way. We have always have experience opposites or experience already there. Sometimes you are alone, sometimes you have many friends. Right? This is how to say it? Well, how to say English? No need for well. No.
Mix.
How do you say in Pali?
Sethi.
Huh? Bali is four opposite and four good opposite, four bad opposite. Huh? Worldly wind. In Chinese called four wind. You have sometimes suffering, you are sometimes happy, right? And you have sometimes alone.
You used to say
about
pendulum,
this
like.
Yeah, pendulum, right? Yeah. Right. How to say Bali? Wait. Loka Dhamma. Loka Dhamma is sometimes you have experience, a good experience and bad experience. Two experience opposite. Sometimes you are alone, lonely. Sometimes you have many friends. Like this, opposite way. So if you have no understanding, every time the mind is upset or happy and upset. That's why middle way is appear. To see as it is. To know as it is. Right? Yes.
So if I got this right, the goal or the achievement of this practice is to kind of achieve a total equanimity, if possible.
You can say, but this is in Dalai way.
Sorry?
You can say in Dalai way. Because the equanimity comes from what? Because understand. Without understanding, the mind is not equanimity.
But it sounds kind of frightening to me because you lose, I think you have to pay a price to get to this kind of equanimity. I think you lose your emotions. I think
not
maybe
emotion.
The life
also
is less.
Some new, equanimity also feeling. There's okay. A three feeling. Emotion, you said present, unpresent, and neutral. All are feeling. Present feeling, unpresent feeling, neutral feeling. But people say neutral feeling is no feeling.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's a
but
problem.
The nature is a feeling there. This is a neutral feeling. Because of this equanimity is a freedom. Present, unpresent is agitate. The equanimity is more, because of understanding, equanimity feeling is there.
And you lose kind of feelings like joy and unhappiness.
You
lose the feelings of joy or and
joy and unhappiness. Yes.
Yeah.
Not arising.
Not arising.
You cannot say lose because it cannot arise.
But you're very joyful.
Yeah. Huh?
You are joyful.
Joyful what? Yeah. Joy also sometimes I can joy, right? Joy if you know joyness is joyness. But first you need to know about joy. Joyful is nature. There's a conditioning. Without understanding, you cannot happy, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not very sad, more happy, right? Mm-hmm. If you're more understanding, really understanding is very strong, then that time equanimity. Not very happy and not very sad. That's more difficult. Mm-hmm. If you are not very sad, easy to happy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sometimes conditionings can be extremely strong.
Yeah.
Like some sicknesses or depression.
Right.
Even outside of sicknesses you can have strongly conditioned.
Very painful or something, yeah.
So, I mean, you're always emphasizing the importance of seeing as an object. That means stepping out, stepping back.
Yes.
The ability of constantly stepping back or stepping out.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
But if the conditioning is very strong, this is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, it's logical, of course. But one more point. So, isn't there a sense in also reflecting on these chains of conditionings? I mean, there must be other tools than just. You say right view is understanding, it's just the nature.
Yeah.
It's not me, it's not mine.
Right.
Yeah. But it's okay, but it's not so easy to switch to this right view, right?
Right.
So what's the function of actually reflecting about conditionings, for example, understanding where a problem comes from, and then in this way letting it go?
Yeah, because this only depends on your practice. You must practice many times, the understanding many times, arising the wisdom many, many times, wisdom is deeper and deeper, you can face this difficult situation. Depend on your understanding level. You are a little bit understanding, you can face a little bit difficulty, right? Very deeply, You must have understand very deeply, then very strong situation you can face.
And what's the practical tool for getting to this deeper understanding? Except this general advice of constantly stepping out of experience.
That's why we practice all the time. We practice all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Only this way. You cannot jump to this level, reach level, like immediately, boom.
No, I'm not saying. Yeah. I'm just
so
wondering.
Difficult, right? So yeah. You need to learn. So every time understanding arising, one time, second time, third time, the quality is become more stronger and stronger. We need to allow arising in our wisdom level is many times. That's why we need to practice all the time. We collecting that wisdom is a small wisdom, like a goal. Small goal also goal, right? Big also goal. So you need to collect the small goal and become bigger.
And what's the function of thinking? I mean, thinking about conditionings, reflecting
thinking
about
conditions. Thinking depends on your understanding level, your right view is become stronger. Beginning, we need to use the second-hand knowledge to apply. Now I said, I told you this attitude and you're watching and slowly you're understanding. And small understanding, deeper, slowly the mind become more understand. Only way is this way. Right? That's why we need to watch the right view. Intellectually, you must have this right view and watch and learn. This is you not understand very well, but know me, know. You intellectually, you accept. But unconsciously, the mind is not understand very well yet. So you continue
by
this.
You mean myself or general?
Huh?
It's okay.
What? Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Right. But sometimes intelligence very high level, some understand in the Buddha time, they listening the information, then they can get immediate enlightenment. We are not very strong like this. That's why we need to practice a lot. Right? If some people, they have a potential very strong, they hear and they just experience, they practice a little bit, the understanding become very strong. It depends on your potential. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're more understanding, you can more accept the more difficult situation.
Would you say that the instruction to Bahia, you know this famous...
Yeah, Bahia, statement, Bahia.
It's very much
right,
your teaching.
Yeah. You know this story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He only needs information. He needs only information. Information comes, then his wisdom potential is already background, is already have. That's why Buddha want to become Buddha. He want to share the information, that's all. He cannot give you the wisdom immediately, like transfer. Cannot transfer. He want to share the knowledge. That's why he want to become Buddha. Then he become Buddha, then he share the knowledge. Some people, they need only this information. If your information touch, they get information immediately, the wisdom is growing. This depends on personality.
On what?
Personality. Because of many life, they practicing long time. Each person is different. Effort different, awareness quality different, effort quality different, understanding quality different, samadhi quality different. Each person is different.
One more point. I mean, generally in whole of Buddhism, there's two basic groups, you know? The one group is saying one needs a strong concentration or the jhanas as a basis for liberating insight.
Yeah, right.
And the others who say, like the Mahasi tradition, this is not necessary.
Right.
What is necessary
not
is
necessary.
Just a concentration. So what's your comment on this?
This Buddha is teaching because he met many people. So depend on the personality different, he teaching different. If your base is a concentration base, then some jhana is first, then go to the vipassana better. But if you have intelligent person, intelligent personality is direct go to the vipassana is finished. So this is depend on the personality. The Buddha teach in many ways. So what kind of personality you are, right?
So there's no particular advantage to the samatha path. I mean, there's no particular advantage to the path leading over the
jhanas. This is a technique, but this depends on personality. He teaches in many ways. Right.
Okay. Talking too much.
Yeah.
I have a question about focusing attention.
Right.
For example, right now, as I'm hearing to your talk or to the discussion, there are many objects and even state of my mind, and there arises problem of the focusing of exactly your talk or on the talk of other person, because there are many other distracting objects.
So?
And on the beginning there was this kind of, this is important, there's an important object before me, there's the side door talking, so I should pay attention.
Right.
But there was also tension in this. It is important.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So I let the tension go and then...
How do you let the tension go?
I don't know why. I simply let the mind to choose its own object freely. And it...
So like now you are listening, right? Mm. Listening is... hearing is more important.
Mm-hmm.
About the hearing and how you are reacting about this hearing. This is a more important point because you are listening now. Right? Other objects are not touching or what, this is not very important. The time you listening, how to peaceful and listening.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right now, as you are talking to me, right now.
Right.
It's very concentrated. That's very...
if you very concentrate, mean is you are lost.
Uh-huh.
Which object do you concentrate?
Yeah, on the meaning.
Meaning. This is a concept word. Mm. It's more attention to the concept, you lost yourself.
Yeah. I lost myself. Yeah,
this is a meaning. This is understand level. But so, beginning is people are very focusing, watching the TV, you lost yourself.
That's
100% pay attention to the concept, awareness lost. Mm. If you 100% aware of yourself also, you cannot hear. You don't know the meaning.
That's absolutely true. But what is interesting that actually for me, when I get lost, I actually was able better to really remember what they have been talking to me. And when I am not so lost, I know about my
that
mind.
That depend on your practice, how much you skillful.
Mm-hmm.
How much you understanding the practice depend on that, and you can listening also, you can aware yourself.
Uh-huh.
Beginning is very difficult. So this is a understanding level, right? You need to skill how to watch your mind, any feeling and any agitation, you can aware of your emotion also. Same time you need to pay attention to the concept.
It's like
so the mind is very fast. You need to know about the nature of the mind activity. Then your awareness also must be very fast. So this is depend on your understanding level. Beginning is very difficult. That's why people, they can practice in the center very well. The outside, they cannot practice. Because they're not skillful to practice. How to practice when you are daily life, what you are doing. Really job, and how to pay attention, how much energy. You don't understand the nature of the mind. How much energy do you need to pay attention to concept? How much attention, pay attention to the nature? Right? You are not understand very well. That's why we need to practice more skillful. Right?
It's like about balancing of the
right, attention. Right. Mm-hmm. How to balancing? This is depend on your practice and your understanding level. You need to practice many times. And also continuously. So if you're aware continuously, the mind becomes habit, right? Mm-hmm. When the mind becomes habit, you no need to try, right? Right? You no need to try, become habit. Yeah. That time you will practice this way easier.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said momentum is very important. Mm-hmm. When the momentum arises, you no need to use the personal effort. The mind naturally is working. That time, this two balancing is become more easier. Now you have used a lot of personal effort because your awareness is not momentum yet. Every time you lost, try to come back again. If it become day by day, you practice, and slowly you know nature also working, become habit. That time personal effort no need. If one time you have a momentum, gain the momentum, the mind is become moment, and then they do their job. So then the nature, the outside thing also, the mind do itself, natural process happening. Awareness also, he happening his process. That's what we call 50-50. Right?
Right now, yeah. I tried to focus both on your voice and on my breath.
Cannot. That's why I don't. I say don't focus too much.
And it actually helps, and it works.
If you focus too much, if you are, yeah, that time you can aware, right? Mm. Now you listening concept, but sometimes you're aware of your feeling. It's the practice, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sayadaw, I would like to check my practice in the kind of daily life.
Right.
Last 1 month I have been traveling.
Yes.
Before that I was practicing for quite a long time in the retreat settings, and it was quite, practice was easier, I would say, in the retreat for sure. When I went to traveling life, I noticed that the first thing that happened was that the loba started to rise because...
What kind of loba?
Well, this was a loba to see many things. Yeah, I wanted to see new country, so I wanted to see all kind of things that they have. So, but I was aware of this process happening, and I remembered that you said that do not suppress, because in this case, the loba was not wanting anything unethical or anything that would kind of cause harm to anyone. So I let the loba do its jobs, and it took me many places to see many sightseeings. And it was, for a beginning, it was nice, but I noticed that it's actually quite stressful.
Yeah.
Because the loba, once I get to one place,
it
already wanted to see the next one. And
then
I went to the next one, and it wanted to see the next one. And
right.
I did it for some time, and then, because I think there was a little bit wisdom watching also, maybe just this much, but after little, the interest or the loba-based interest to see things got less and less.
Right.
So my question is that, is this kind of letting things to happen naturally, is this the correct approach?
Yeah, this is a learning process.
Yeah.
Right. This is the right way. Don't suppress, just aware that the process.
Yeah.
Many times you just see that this process happening, slowly understanding, growing.
Yes.
Because of understanding, the less. This is the right way. Right. This is not controlling. This is a learning process.
Yes.
This is a real understanding. You can understand from your experience here. That's why we call this experientially understanding. That's a more deeper. More understand.
Thank you.
Yes, good. Perfect. Yes, this is not easy. If you follow the loba, also lost, right? You cannot learn from the loba. If you suppress also, you cannot learn from the loba. If you follow the loba also, you cannot learn from the loba. Then loba is working itself, awareness also working itself. That time, the perfect learning. This is not easier. You must very skillful to watch the process. This is long time practice, right? Not only say 10 days, you cannot practice like this. Right? This is an art.
And for those of us that haven't been practicing so long, back in daily life, is trying to keep this
training.
We don't have the ability, but trying to do the attention in, but in daily activities.
Yeah.
How? What do you suggest if I don't have that much practice?
So practice. Only the way of practice. You cannot. You cannot avoid. You must go through this experience. So now you try this 8 days. Mm-hmm. Try every day, every time, every action, trying to recognize. First step to maintain the awareness continuously. This is first step. Later, the mind become continuously, the mind calm down, then second step, a little bit, use investigation. You use your wisdom to investigate the process. Now your responsibility is maintenance. That's all. Remind yourself. Are you aware? Awareness present or not? This is for beginner. Beginning, start like this. When the awareness become continuously, then become a habit, that time you can use more wisdom, intelligence. What is this? Why is this happening? How this working? Then wisdom is working, right?
Mm-hmm.
So try any time, any situation. And whatever you do, just try to recognize your body and mind become more stick together, habit.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the room, your head first or leg first?
Head or leg?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't know.
Right, that's a problem. So if you don't get the information, you don't have enough information, then you cannot decide. The wisdom cannot arise. So now awareness duty is to get the information. Right? Process. You see the process. What first, what second. For example, you're breathing and your body is, your stomach is become rising, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your stomach become, why is your stomach is become rise?
Is that a question?
Yes.
Does the stomach rise or?
Yeah, why your stomach become expand?
Why does it?
Yeah.
When the air comes in?
Yeah, why the air is coming?
Because the breathing happens.
Yes. So breathing first or rising first?
Breathing first.
Or rising first?
Breathing or rising first?
Yeah. Which one is first happening?
Together, no?
Yes, right. People are always thinking cause is first, effect is later. But nature is sometimes cause and effect simultaneously. But how do you know? You must know the overview. You are focused one by one. You don't have get the right answer. You must have an overview. Then you can see this is the same time happening because the day inside is no vacuum, full of air. So breathing and the rising is same time happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is learn from process. How much you interest about your body and mind process. For example, very simple. Touch this sensation. Finger, two finger touching. One or two sensation. This is very basic experience. Not very high. Not very high. How many sensation? There.
One.
Many. No need too many, just how many? She said one. Other people? How to say, tell me? How many sensations there?
Two, one here and one here.
Oh, okay. Continue. Which one more stronger?
Thumb.
Oh, why?
Because more surface?
Because the tongue is big. But you are only thinking about the process, physical process. You forget to think about your mental process. Where is your more attention? This is more obvious. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You more attention to your finger, the finger sensation more obvious. You are more attention to the, pay attention to the thumb sensation more obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a mental and physical process. This is a very simple nature. You not understand that much. How to understand deeper?
Mm-hmm. Practice.
Right, yes. Yes. Practice. So everything you need to aware of, whatever you do, your body, you know the physical sensation also. and mental how my mind react to the, this with the relationship with the physical and mental. What happening? We need to know about the physical object. The mind is thinking. The mind is feeling. Also, awareness of there. So you must have the whole view. Then complete pictures coming. Then your understanding become more deeper. You only know the physical object. You don't know the mental activity. Your understanding not complete. Aware this, aware that. Then something happened. I ask, why this happening? I don't know. Happening, I know. Why this happening? I don't know. Because you don't see the whole process. Even the yogi practice 4 or 5 days, the mind calm down. The one yogi asked me very funny question. What make this happening? The mind calm down. He asked this question. I never think this way. If every time I go to retreat, after 3-4 days, the mind is calm down. What is make this happen? He asking like this. Because he forget, he don't know about what he is doing. He know the experience changing. Only he know the object bust. Object what? Object changing, he know. But he don't know the physical, mentally process. That's why he don't understand. Because you are practicing right, the mind come down. If you practice wrong, the mind move tense. Right? Because you know the mind is working. What do you do? What are you thinking? What are you doing? You forget you're aware, right? If you're not aware, what's happening?
You don't
cannot calm down, right? Why? But you don't know the cause. Right. So you must see the whole view, the whole picture. The physical experience, object part, the mind doing part, what the mind say, what the mind thinking, how energy you use, you must know the whole view. Then your understanding level is increased. So mental activity is very important. A lot of cause is in the mind. We don't know the mind activity, then we don't know the cause. So your awareness must be worked a lot. You need to learn a lot. You must stick together with your any situation, how the mind reacting. You alone, how do you feel? Many people around you, how do you feel? You need to recognize. You're like a scientist all the time. Record, and then combining, then you can understand something about the nature.
It's always easier for me to do that when there's strong sensations or when there's something very palpable. But like in the walking or in the that, then that's what I'm learning now. To do it in the very simple.
Yeah, beginning day-to-day. We start to aware of the physical object is easy to obvious. So slowly then we try to aware of the mind. Do you have a mind?
Do I have a mind?
Yes.
I hope.
Oh. Not sure. You hope. Not yes. Sure yet. Do you have a mind? Sure. You have a mind. Yes. Why you hope? How do you tell me what is a mind? How to show me? How do you you tell me what is the mind?
What is the mind?
Yes.
Well, because I can listen to you and I can understand and I can answer back. Then there is a mind.
Okay, so you need how to use as a you how to understand it, how to say, how do you use as an object? Now physical is very obvious. You watch the bodily, the place, hand, location. Then you can aware, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you aware the mind? Where is the mind?
With the objective mind. When I'm.
If you're not understanding what is the mind, you cannot observe the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the mind is nowhere. No shape, no color, no form. So, how do you know? You can know with experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, physical is a location you know. So, that's why I'm asking, what is the mind? For example, thinking is a mind or body?
Mind
is obviously thinking because of the nature of the mind can think. Physical is cannot think.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a definition. You need to know about definition. Mind nature, mind definition of the mind is can think, can know, can direction, focus like this. Huh? This is the nature of the mind, meaning of the mind. So that's why the mind thinking is mind. And other thing you can say, Knowing is mind.
Knowing
the object, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing the object is different. Right?
Judging, worrying.
Judging is a thinking together.
Memory.
Yeah, this is thinking. In the thinking group. In the thinking group. Knowing, different knowing. Function. Different function. Knowing, mm-hmm. thinking, anything.
Insight?
Any function. Any function do you know?
Insight.
Insight, understanding.
Understanding.
Yeah, this also mind. Then?
What about wanting?
Yeah, wanting also, this also mind. Right. Yeah. You see, hungry and desire to eat. Want to eat and hungry. Hungry is where it's happening? Stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel this burning sensation in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know clearly intention to eat?
Do I know?
Yeah. Very obvious, mm-hmm. right?
Yes,
very
yes.
eager to eat.
Yes.
Intention to eat.
Yes.
Where this happening?
Mind.
Yeah, not physical, right?
No.
Not physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know your intention, this one thing, it's mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, you can experience this happening or this is walking. This happening or this walking, then you know the mind. This is a mind. And you can see it, but you cannot show where is the mind. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yes.
So you have experienced many times. Now you know what is the mind, then you can observe the mind. If you know your thinking, then you know the mind. You can say you are, you can know the mind.
Mm.
If you know that your feeling, mentally feeling, the present, unpresent is also mind.
Mind.
Intention. Intention, want to eat or you this also mind.
Mm.
Also knowing, pay attention, also mind. So looking, listening, if you know you are looking, if you know you are listening, also you know the mind. Because this is a pay attention. The door is different, but the function is the same. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing is, you're not looking, you see. Seeing happening. In looking, you need to focus.
Mm.
That's called we call looking. You are paying attention to the same object. That we call looking. We use pay attention with the eye. Pay attention with the ear, we call?
Listening.
You can know you are listening?
Mm-hmm.
This is difficult?
No.
Everybody do already every day. But you don't understand it, this object. You already doing, but you don't know. You don't have understand this become how to use that as an object. Now I start to remind you, do you know you are seeing? Do you know you are looking? Do you know you're listening? Then slowly you're practicing. You know how to observe the mind. Right? Yes.
A question which maybe is somehow similar or from the same line, like the sensations of the body, pain, pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, do they belong to the body or do they belong to the mind? It's only the mind who can know them. So somehow...
No. The physical sensation, physical is a process is happening, is a full cause. One is the mind. One is the karma.
Mm-hmm.
One factor is nutrition.
Materia, yeah?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. one is the food and the weather. This makes your body sensation change.
Yeah, but if...
But the mind, because of mind also happen, physical sensation change. When you become angry, you're hot. Right? This is because of mind. Happening your physical sensation.
But you're talking about the sources or reasons of something happening. I'm talking about...
Not belong to. There is no belong. They are relationship only.
Mm. But
happening.
Hit here.
Yeah.
This is leg. Yeah. The leg, yeah. I feel... The pain is here, but it's my mind who
okay.
can say it's pain. So is it here or there? I often ask
okay.
myself this
okay.
question. There is no
pain
clear
is
answer.
Pain come from the physical sensation. Is happening in the physical. And present is in the mind.
Judgment.
Yeah, and judgment also mind activity. Unpleasant feeling also mind activity. Here happening is physical.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. When the pain gone, your knee is gone?
Hope not. Hope it will be still there.
So you cannot say the pain is, the knee is pain.
Yeah.
The pain is a pain. The pain is conditioning. Because of conditioning, the pain arising, no conditioning, the pain gone. But your knee is no go. This is a concept. Pain is nature.
Depends what how strong was the pain.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Right. Yes.
I'm wondering about acceptance.
Mm.
I made the experience whenever I'm able to really accept the problem,
right.
It changes.
Yes.
But that's something else
than
what you are saying, the ability to step out constantly and having the right view. Because acceptance has an emotional quality to it.
No. Acceptance is not emotional quality. Acceptance is understanding the level. Without understanding, you cannot accept. If you are angry, how to be accept? Right? When the angry mind cannot accept anything.
Right.
Defilement is cannot accept. Only understanding can accept. You have a knowledge. That's why you think this way. You understanding this nature, this idea. That's why you think this way. That is understand level.
So you would say they are exactly the same? Because when I accept something, I see that it's really part of myself.
Right.
Even certain problems which may have a long history of conditionings, you know? I understand, okay, that's me. And maybe there's a higher sense to it, there's a task to it. I mean, in the context of karma, maybe I have to experience that to make a step further.
Yeah, right.
Right? So it's another quality because...
How do step further? How do step further? Everybody can know how to step further? For beginner, very difficult. How to step further? Right? Step back. For beginner, they don't understand how to step back. Right? You have a lot of experience. You have some understanding there. That's why you can step back. This is understand level. For beginner, step back very difficult. Every time they notice, the mind is react already. The mind's reaction is there. How to step back? Cannot. So that's why we need to change the attitude first. Oh, this is a nature, this intellectual level. Then the mind a little bit accept. Depend on your understanding level, the mind can accept. If you're not understanding this meaning, you're just labeling. Oh, this is nature. The mind cannot accept. This is understanding level. Without understanding, you cannot step back, you cannot accept. Right?
So you don't see any difference between the acceptance and this ability of stepping back.
Yeah, this I explain. This is understanding nature.
Mm-hmm.
This is understanding nature. Not emotion nature. Because of you understanding, then you can think this way. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Because of understanding is very important to practice. When we use the practice, this understanding is very important. Vipassana is more important. So, in understanding level is the three kind of understanding level. Knowledge also understanding level. And we use our intelligent thinking also understanding level. Then experientially understanding also, the insight also understanding level. So this is three kind of understanding level. So when you apply this, this first and second must be applying. Without this understanding, you cannot apply this very well. You cannot accept, you cannot back up, step back, very difficult.
You know those three wisdoms they talk about in the Pali Canon.
Yeah.
Wisdom through reflection, wisdom through
hearing
or taking in teachings, and wisdom through meditative training. So the first one, the wisdom through reflection.
Yeah, knowledge.
That's explicitly.
Even if you don't know the knowledge, how do you reflect? You never heard about somebody, you never read about this idea. How to reflect?
Yeah, but it comes first. It comes before the wisdom of hearing. That's the strange thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems to say that one must be able to think for oneself critically, to investigate. And then on that basis, teachings can be viewed properly.
Right.
You know, you can understand what fits me, what doesn't fit me.
Intellectual level understanding, and slowly your understanding can deeper.
Right. But the basis is...
Come from the experience. A lot of experience. You can learn from experience. Right? Only your intellectual level is not very strong, understanding, not deep. You have experientially, you can see your learn from your experientially, your understanding become arising is more deeper and deeper. We call this insight. So that kind of insight can match the difficult situation, very, very difficult situation. The insight depends on your insight quality. Intellectual level and very strong definition cannot match. Very different. Because of definition is very strong, your wisdom is weak. So sometimes we know this is not good. But we do. Intellectually, you know this is not good, but unconsciously, they don't understand very well. So no match. then defilement continue win. But slowly your understand level increase, then you can face this problem properly, right? That's why we need to learn continuously. Everybody, next. Yes?
I've got a question about ignorance.
Yeah.
I think I can recognize aversion and I can recognize craving, but I would have a real problem with recognizing ignorance, like in action. Can you?
Ignorance is very wide. His free is very wide. Now your nature is your mind state is already have deluded. We don't know because we don't have understanding. There's ignorance is already there, right? And many way, sleepiness and laziness also ignorance group. Wandering mind, you are not aware. Your daydreaming also ignorance group, the delusion group. And doubt also, doubt you cannot decide because you don't have enough wisdom. So you cannot decide, should or not, how to do. The doubt also, ignorance. This is nature, different nature. Sometimes we believe our thoughts. Very funny. What about mind say, next mind is believing. This is deluded. And sometimes people come, you don't know about him anything, but you like already. You think this is good. This is deluded. You don't understand anything, but you're judging is maybe good, or sometimes you don't like this person. Because of your mind, judging, you believe in your mind. This is also deluded, because no wisdom. And another one you can recognize that deluded is clearly is when the wisdom is arising time. Immediately you understand the opposite. What is opposite? Deluded is what? Before this wisdom arising, this is deluded. Right? When you see the white, then black is already clear.
Right? So it has different quality than aversion and craving.
Yeah, different. Aversion and craving are different nature.
They don't disappear but when you recognize them.
If you're not, only just awareness, it cannot disappear. Awareness, Judy, is just recognize what's happening.
Yeah.
He cannot prevent this not happening. Only understanding can prevent the defilement. Awareness, Judy, is just recognize. Oh, craving happening, he know. Aversion happening, he know. He know the happening. He recognize. This is awareness quality. Only the wisdom qualities and stop the defilement. When you understand something, defilement is no chance to arise. So we should be prevent the defilement. How to do it is we cannot throw away our defilement like this. You can do is don't give the chance to arise. That's the only way to be prevent the defilement. Wisdom must be present, then nobody can come to sit here. I'm sitting here. Right?
So ignorance disappears with understanding, not with awareness.
Yes. When you have understanding, you can realize what the nature of delusion. It's more obvious. Because opposite, wisdom and deluding is opposite. Loving kindness and anger is opposite. Loba and giving aloba is opposite. Aloba means want to give. Loba is want to take. Okay? Yes. Huh. This is for beginner group, very, 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 very hard. Not beginner group. Yes, say something. Oh, a lot. Well.
So just listening to your talk last night, from then on it just naturally triggered an interest in particularly what happens with seeing and looking.
Yeah, right.
So just naturally I started to notice.
Yeah, right.
More. And one thing I noticed was seeing and looking, and then what happens when thinking comes in, and yes. I get taken by the thinking.
Right.
And the connection to Loba.
Right.
So I noticed how when I'm not fully aware of Loba, it obviously carries from one object to the next.
Yeah.
Get it, so that's what takes momentum right. and influences the experience of the object. And so there was one moment where I had Loba with seeing, and then the mind started thinking about this.
Yes.
And then I noticed I stopped seeing the object externally, and then I became curious about looking.
Mm.
So that it was as if the mind was looking and searching inwardly. That quality of looking was inner, but there wasn't the external sense connection anymore.
Yeah.
And then I had the question, which might be a bit of a silly question. So when I saw that, by the way, then there was seeing externally and looking internally and the other sense bases I could feel.
Right.
You know, there was hearing and touching. Right. But when the Loba was there, did the Kalesas just attach to one object at a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
enough.
Yeah, okay.
You know the process very well. You know clearly the whole process there.
Yeah.
So that's enough.
Right.
But this morning I talked about you can open your eyes to practice, but people are not confident about opening eyes. Always people meditate. Open the eye, the mind is not very clear, calm down. Close the eye, the mind calm down because of habit. But your daily activity, walking meditation also, that time you open the eye, but your mind calm down. But sitting time, people, they not happy is close the eye. But open the eyes, it's not eye object. I'm not walking. Meditation is not eye job. The mind job. The mind walk. But people are not very skilled how to watch the eye object. Then the mind is always thinking about something, thinking about seeing. So the mind come down, it's gone. Some agitation come. Because they are not skillful to open eye, how to use eye as object. The sound is object very very easy, right? But why you cannot get the seeing is become object. So you not skillful to how to practice this seeing and looking. Never practice. And always you meditate, close the eye. So you need to use this eye object also very skillful. So anything become seeing or hearing or whatever you're doing, wisdom can arise. Everything is nature. But you are not enough practice. Seeing, looking, talking, difficult, very difficult to be mindful. Because you never practice. Every time you come to center, right? So you don't have not enough practice, you cannot understand. Some people are very funny. If you understand in the nature, any door, the same nature, object and mind, any door is the same meaning of understanding of meaning, object and mind, right? But some people, they practice many years, but they don't know how to use eye object. Because of this is more difficult, because we use the eye to see, thinking about concept is very strong. You looking, you open your eye, the mind start to think about the concept. Because of survival. Very, very strong. Like a thinking and seeing is the same, similar. We are aware of that thinking, you lost. Because of storyline. We more attention to the storyline, you lost. You don't understand it, thinking is object. Seeing that, this is the same. You don't understand it, the seeing is object, you already pay attention to the concept. So you cannot aware your seeing. So you need to skill. You need to practice seeing also. Looking also, the whole day, how many times you're looking? You cannot count. How many times you notice you are looking? 3, 4, 5. That's why, without looking, you cannot do anything. Right? Even the put here, you're looking first, then you do this. But we apply this all the time, take this sensation. We forget to practice looking, seeing. Without looking, you cannot eat. Right? You cannot take, you cannot put. We use our mind, a lot of minds, percentage of mind is use the eye. Now you have become blind, you cannot do anything. Like this. Right? Because we use our eye, a lot of percentage of mind is in, you use the eye. So what you want to ask?
We never ended, so I'm really very quick, I'm sorry, but just the hearing, you know, it's there is clear distinction. If I do meditation at home, I can clear clear difference between sound and lack of sound, because usually there is not much sound. Car right. pass by,
yeah.
bird, sound. Yeah. I'm seeing all the time.
Yeah,
even when
right.
I dream, I see something.
What?
Even if I sleep, somehow I dream yeah. and see.
Oh, this not seeing.
Okay.
It is a mind door.
It's not mixed, but...
this is a mind door.
Anyway...
when you cross the eye, whatever you see is mind door, not eye door.
Okay, but still it's a lot of hours all the time, and there is no clear difference between object and lack of object, and that's most problematic. Seeing is all the time. It doesn't change so much.
Seeing is not changing.
I mean that if I sit and there is silence and I hear a car, I can catch up.
Oh, see, it's a non-stop happening.
Yeah, non-stop.
See, it's a non-stop happening. That's like why you
jelly.
Notice the knowing, awareness or knowing the object, then you can see the seeing is new coming. Because of continuously this happening, this object. So you don't have understanding, you cannot see changing, knowing and the object and knowing.
Yeah.
The sound, then this is very obviously changing, right?
Yeah.
Now, how to change? Instantly, continue touching.
Yeah.
Do you see the changing? When your awareness and somebody come, and when you have a strong awareness there, then you can see changing.
Even thoughts disappear sometimes. Even thoughts, I think thoughts are easier because they sometimes disappear for a moment. You can have a calm moment.
Thoughts very fast, very quick. So change all the time.
But
this,
this
changing
move.
Is not, you're not understanding the impermanent yet. Now, everybody know this changing. Do you understand impermanent?
Not today.
Everybody know changing. Different. Sometimes we play this music. Experience is experience. The understand level is different. Right? So don't follow. That's why I said don't looking for what experience must be. You need to purify your mind first.
Right.
Less defilement, awareness, better and better, then the wisdom can arise. Any small experience come, very simple experience come, but you can understand deeply. Because it depends on your purified mind. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, what time? Next time, I think, to talk to next time, right? Now, 4:30, one and a half hour. Any question about other people? If no question, so next time. See you.